Jesus Christ is alive. Amen. Glory to God. Your destiny is the Lord Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit. That is your destiny. In fact, it's every person's destiny on the earth. Because God wants to save every person. He's not willing that any perish. Your destiny is Him, and everything flows from that. Your ministry, your calling, everything God wants you to do, your personal salvation and the glorious things that God wants to give you personally. That, you know, Himself and His love and joy and all the things that come within Himself. When someone finds Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit, all those things flow from that. Amen. Now, someone might say, well, we need to go out and act and do it, and then God will join us. He'll bless what we're doing. Well, there's something to that. It's both of these. It's both with the gospel. It's everything. He's our everything. Amen. So those people who say that, they're correct. And the people who say, wait on the Lord until you get the anointing, well, they're correct too. You say, wait, how can that be? How could both be correct? Because God Almighty, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are everything to us. Everything. And, you know, it's fascinating that even in the natural, He's everything to every person. I mean, this is a revelation the Holy Spirit will give you. I believe it. And I could go on about all these, but the greatest thing, Him, the glorious Lord Jesus Christ, the one and only, He's God Almighty. He's beyond anything we can comprehend. I mean, just so awesome. So awesome. What a privilege it is to know Him and to belong to Him. What a privilege. We should just be in awe of Him. Amen. I do want to present these short, just a very, very brief teaching and touching on some things. In our destiny, well, one more thing about destiny. Those who make it to heaven, well, their destiny, those who are saved and in the book of life, their destiny is Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit forever in heaven. Amen. That's the glory of the Lord. That's the proof that that's our destiny. I mean, that in heaven, you know, when we make it to heaven, the glorious, most glorious place in the universe, those in heaven will be with Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit, fellowship with Him, God Almighty, forever. Amen. Amen. What a blessing. Oh, hallelujah. In our walk with Him, there are three wills of God. This is just a short teaching. There's the permissive will, there's the revealed will, and the secret will of God. Three wills of God that a person can potentially do. There's such a mystery around this, and there's a mystery around everything in our most holy faith. We, of course, want to do God's perfect will. That's the secret will of God. Amen. That Jesus revealed that in the Lord's Prayer when He said, "Your will be done, Your kingdom come, Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." So what's going on in heaven, we want that to happen on the earth. The secret will is we don't know when it'll happen. But when God does it, it's perfect and glorious. When we talk about the three potential wills of God, I mean, we could speak about that, 100 messages for 100 days in a row, and we would never, you know, fully comprehend it. It's in the spirit realm that we comprehend these things. And when we move in and we meet the Holy Spirit and He brings us into that spirit realm, then it's just this glorious, most holy faith that has mystery surrounding it, but yet a reality. God in our life every day. The Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, with us and through us all the time. Amen. The reality of that. And we can grow up into Him. One last thing about that. We grow, our spirit person grows and enlarges, right? And gets matures, just like a tree growing, just like a human grows on the earth. We're born again, and then we're born of the Spirit, and our spirit person grows, and but our old nature dies. So it's growth and life and death at the same time. You say, wait, how could it be both of those? Because the gospel is Jesus is our everything. Amen. You know, Jesus presented the paradox, didn't he, in many different ways. He said, whoever wants to save his life, he'll lose it. If anyone loses his life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel, he'll find it. He presented it in numerous ways. It's so important. If anyone loves his life, he'll lose it. He who hates his life will keep it for eternal life. Oh, hallelujah.